Art thou ready? Sexy.
Perfect. Nailed it. Perfect.
Do you want to go bigger, badder, better, more? Are you ready to level up your life? Are you ready to be awesome? Now is the time. And this is Success Freaks.
Welcome, welcome everyone to the number one Why Not Me comedic motivational show, otherwise known as Success Freaks. Today's working title is episode 265. We made it that far. Why is for me. And today we're coming at you alive from Wayzata, Minnesota and Phoenix, Arizona. And in Phoenix, Arizona, Carizona? In Phoenix, Arizona is that person that just loves you to death. It's Kirsten.
I should be called like the beauty bear instead of like a care bearer.
You're the beauty bear.
Mm-hmm. And not really? Not because of any sort of physical attributes I have, just because I have a YouTube channel where I talk about makeup.
what's your special powder? Do care bears have special powers? First
Did you
of
just
all?
Say what's your special powder? A plus yes. for a pun.
There you go.
You didn't mean to, but that was amazing.
I stepped in it. I stepped in it.
We're just going to gloss right over that. Get it?
Ah, be careful. Our lipstick. Never mind.
Stop it. Right there. Know. I'm going to stop know. You right there.
These are the baser jokes.
It's fine. The foundation of that joke was not good.
There you go. There you go. And we've lost our male audience.
Hey, welcome back. Come back. Football.
Football.
Come back.
My team is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and I bet they—well, I don't know how they did, but it's probably a pretty good bet that they lost. If they didn't, shame on me, and good for them. If they did, well, here's for the home team. Anywho, so this week's episode, why not? No, it's not why not me. My why is for me.
Yes.
My why is for me, and you came up with that one.
Sure.
All by your little lonesome.
Yes, and by all by your little lonesome, you mean I read it on a blog on the internet and it resonated with me, so it's mine now.
All right, why don't you share some of your thoughts on that then?
Okie dokie. I go through phases with affirmations, and sometimes I feel like they help and sometimes I feel like they don't. And I'm sure that they always do, but sometimes they just don't feel like they're resonating and they don't feel like I'm actually trying to, like, I don't feel like I'm putting out that positive energy into the universe that will, you know, reflect back on my life. So sometimes I search for affirmations online, and there was one that I came across, and it was like the fifth one in this list, and it said, "My why is for me and only me." And affirmation punched me in the throat. It was so profound, and especially I think a lot of people can agree with that. And sometimes I just feel like, especially like in the world we live in with like social media and how you can post something you're excited about or not excited about on social media, and then you get 1,000 reactions, and then maybe your opinion about it changes. So I'm trying to stay away from that and just keep like remembering that my why is for me, and someone else's opinion on my life and my situation and my feelings is not relevant. It's okay to get other input, but ultimately, even if all of your friends and family and everybody you're talking to disagrees with you, you feel the way you want to feel, and you can't change what's in your heart. And that's kind of where I've been personally.
See, now here's where I'm confused, but the my why is for me sounds a little selfish, and I don't, and I'm only because I'm not understanding the affirmation. So for the slow people, i.e. moi, mm-hmm. Could you explain it a little more, what that means to you, my why is for me? And how would you use that in an affirmational situation?
Well, A, that's my exact affirmation, is my why is for me and only me. B, being selfish is not always a bad thing. If you are going through something that you, it's not a good situation, it's not something that is positive, it's something that you're really struggling through, be it like loss of work, loss of a significant other, an actual death, something that's not good, you can only know how you are reacting to it. And if you are constantly basing how you're feeling on how other people are telling you you're supposed to feel, or basing how you're feeling on how you think you should feel versus how you actually feel, I don't think it's selfish at all to like reel it back in and say, you know what, like my why is for me. The reason I'm feeling this way if I have to keep explaining it to people, it's not for them. I don't need to explain how I'm feeling about what I'm going through to somebody else because they're not going through it. And I think that that is okay to be selfish in that aspect. It's not like selfish in that you're walking past 500 homeless people with 18 subways and just like drooling on them and then dropping them in the mud. That's cruel. That's selfish in a different way. I feel like it's there's a level of selfishness when it comes to self-care and getting yourself through a situation that nobody else is going to feel for you. No one else is going to be able to go through it for you, that you can just take a minute, take a step back and say, you know what? Like, the more I explain this to people, which is what's been going on with me, the more I explain my situation to people, the more I get judginess and from people who say they're my friends, like this negative reaction and no support. And there's just a point where you don't want to share that what's going on with you anymore or your reasoning or how you're feeling with anybody because you're just going to get a lot of judginess and you can't change the feeling that's in your heart anyway. Does that explain? Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think it does. I'm a big fan of being selfish, especially when you're talking about self-actualization. When you begin to work on yourself, you have to think for yourself, think of yourself first. And then once you get strong enough with who you are becoming and, you know, energetically and yeah, your life changes, once you become strong enough, then you're able to reach out and help somebody else.
I agree.
But if you don't take care of yourself first, then it's, you know, you're always going from person to person wanting to please everybody. And now that's something that I'm a people pleaser.
You sure are.
Believe it. Oh. Don't judge me. You don't know me.
I'm not judging you. I'm agreeing with something you already said about yourself. That's a total difference.
Oh, okay. So you're
if
right,
I said
right.
I'm a female and you were like, you sure are. Am I supposed to yell, don't judge me?
Don't judge me. I know what you mean by that.
What do you mean by that?
Anyways, I am a people pleaser and it's something that I've been going through along with the stuff that I'm learning lately. And it comes to mind when I'm working on different things, when I'm, whether I'm pursuing a business, whether I'm pursuing, you know, what's going on in my relationship life or anything like that, I'm beginning to ask myself, well, what do you want? What is it that you want out of this? Sure, everybody else has an opinion. I like to do that. I'm that guy that's like, well, what do you think? And then I form my opinion along with what I think based on all that. But now I'm being forced, and I'm sorry, I'm just overriding you.
No.
I'm on a rant.
Go.
Now I'm forcing myself to look and go, what do I want with this? What do I want to do? Hey, it's great. We could be doing this project and working on this. Okay, well, what do you want to have happen with this? Well, I want to see what everybody else is going to know. First, what do I want to have happen with this? You know, and that's my, you know, my why is for me and only me. Sometimes people won't understand that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's definitely something that I'm looking at, and there's a selfishness to it. Now, of course, there's compromise. Of course, there's working things out. Whenever the Tortuga twins write a script, I'll usually write all the dialogue and different things like that, and then I'll give it to them, knowing that the changes they're going to do, though they kill me because this is my baby, the changes that they're going to do are going to ultimately make this project better.
Mm-hmm.
So there is compromise in that, but you have to figure out what it is that you want and be okay with that. Mom and Dad want me to be a doctor, and I want to be an artist. Now, is that going to affect your life? Absolutely, it is. Is it going to affect you financially? Absolutely, it is. However, if you don't follow your passion, mm-hmm. at least somewhere in there, you know, I think we ran into somebody who was wondering what they should do because their parents wanted them to do one thing and they wanted to study another, you know, going on to college. It's like, well, why don't you do both, double major, or at least take some classes in the thing that you want, you know, and then once you become old enough to make that decision on your own, you make that decision. You know, you must follow the dictate. And this is I'm paraphrasing a quote from the Pirate King.
This always goes well.
Yeah, you know, in Pirates of Penzance. And I thought it was the quote, but then somebody pointed out, no, you got it wrong.
Yeah.
So I love it better this way, so I'm going to paraphrase it. You must follow the dictates of your conscience and suffer the consequences. It's up to you. This is your life. And remember, too, you can't do it wrong unless you start closing things down on yourself. You know, then it's all poo-poo. All right, go ahead. You talk now.
Well, I was going to pop in when you were like, I'm a people pleaser. You've known you're a people pleaser for a long time, though. This isn't a recent discovery because we've had that discussion. We had that discussion years ago.
I know.
But I think that's also something good to know about yourself because then you can change the way that you react to things. Because my youngest sister, same thing. She is the people pleaser. And sometimes when we're talking about stuff, I have to tell her, like, just remember that you can have an opinion that's different than your friends and your family. And even me, we're talking about this situation and I've already told you how I feel about it. But you can feel differently if that's what you feel. And you can't you can't be made to feel guilty about the way that you feel about a situation or the way you're reacting to something. Like, unless your reaction was you got in a fight with someone and instead of just internalizing it and trying to take it and make it a better experience, you go and kill them in cold blood. Maybe reflect on that a little in a prison cell, but, you know, don't let other people, I guess, like, tell you how to feel. But
on that note, we'll be right back.
Hunger isn't a faraway problem. 1 in 7 Americans live with hunger. At Islamic Relief USA, we think it's up to the other 6 to share our food with our neighbors. This summer, Islamic Relief USA is packing up food and bringing it to communities in need. As always, it's for anyone of any faith or any background. It's just one of dozens of ways Islamic Relief USA is looking out for our neighbors. To learn more, visit irusa.org. Islamic Relief USA, working together for a better world.
Welcome back to the number one comedic motivational podcast, Success Freaks. We are talking about my why is for me and only me, kind of in the realm of affirmations, but mostly just about remembering that when you're going through something, your why is for you. I was talking about how my sister is a people pleaser, such as Mordant, and to remind her when we're having conversations about things she's going through that she can feel however she wants to feel about a situation without just feeling like she needs to feel the way other people tell her to feel because she's a people pleaser. And then I made an allusion to, you know, cold-blooded murder, which I don't recommend. If there's a public service announcement to be made in this, is that I would strongly suggest, like, not killing people. But, I mean, you're going to live your life regardless of what I tell you to do. Crime is rampant. But I would just maybe just suggest that. Just throwing that out there. But again, I mean, you know, your why is for you.
How do we get from that and affirmations to don't be on death row? How do we have that happen?
You know what? My why is for me, Morden. Oh, why don't you keep your judginess about how we got there?
It's just a curiosity. Let's talk about affirmation for a moment. I'm a big fan of affirmations, and with my former co-host, Charles, he was not always a big fan. Sometimes he actually got to a point where he could, you know, tolerate them. But I do a daily affirmation about myself and Sharon Watson. We do a daily math. Wow.
Woo.
It's okay. I type them, so I don't have to write them.
Do you smell burnt toast? Are you having a stroke? Do we need to have an ambulance respond?
I think Kirsten has given me something, and bloody murder.
No.
Anyways, I do an affirmation on the Our Mordant Mon Facebook page every day, myself and Sharon Watson. So
selfless
plug.
So
there you go. You can always check those out. But here's why I like affirmations, because your brain, you always have that brain chatter of, oh, I'm not good enough and I can't do this and da 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 da. And when I was beginning to do my, you know, the self-helpy stuff and rediscover all this, I began looking at affirmations. And what I find that they do for me, what I find that they do is they give your mind something else to hold on to lock into. So when you have that negative, you know, self-chatter that's going on in your brain, you have something else to glom onto that's like, no, that's not actually true. Actually, this is true. Because we always have to deal with that self-chatter. Why not work for a more positive bent? Mm-hmm. You know, and some people say, well, you know, then you're just lying to yourself about stuff. If things aren't great and you say they're great, well, yeah, you don't want to lie to yourself. You do want to work it out so that whatever your affirmation is, it's something that, you know, you are hoping to work into. One of the things that I've been learning lately and that I really like and I keep chattering about is that instead of saying, oh, my life is beautiful and I have $1 million in the bank, go for a time when you actually had something. Go for something that makes you happy. You know, remember a time where, oh, wow, I got this bonus one time and that felt really good. Let me imagine that. And that will bring things to you as far as the law of attraction wise. But as far as your mental self-chatter, I think affirmations help give you something else that are going to help you help brighten your day and enrich your life experience. And that's what we're talking about here. You know, where's your happy? You know, your why is for my why is for me and only me. And I want to be dark and dismal. No, you don't. No, you don't. If you do, you know, maybe then you're lying to yourself. You want to move on to, mm-hmm. you know, find your happy place, and it will help the inertia. If your life is taking a downward spiral, it would at least help slow the inertia and give you that energy to be able to, oh, I see other possibilities here and I can turn my life around, versus you're right, my life does suck and there's nothing I can do and I'm just going to live into this. Mm-hmm. So which part do you want to live into?
Yeah.
What about you, Kirsten?
You had mentioned something about like affirmations and how they kind of help shape, you know, what you're trying to work towards. And I have, one of the reasons I've had issues with affirmations is because, like I said, it's hard for me to find ones that resonate with me, ones that I feel like if I'm saying and I'm trying to like manifest my own destiny, that I'm not just being like a schmuck, you know? So instead of like, I want to lose weight, I don't like affirmations that feel like a wish. Like, please, Mr. Genie, may I have 3 wishes that I'm skinny, rich, and beautiful? Like, not that. But more like, I eat healthy. I eat in a way that my body is nourished and that kind of thing. But I've also found that not just affirmations in the typical sense, but kind of almost quotes, like quote thingies. For instance, one that has resonated with me as far as like especially my work life and kind of, you know, other stuff I'm going through is, how people treat me is their karma. How I react is mine. Because I let people get the best of me sometimes where they want to treat me like crap and I get so negative and I'm like, oh my gosh, I cannot believe this person is treating me this way, like especially at work. And it's just so exhausting, and it's so easy to let the way other people want to live as nasty humans influence my day and my attitude. And so I try and just remember that the way they treat me is their karma and the way I react is mine. I don't have to rise to it. I don't have to be affected by it. I don't have to let it wreck my day. And I try and keep that mantra, if you will, at the forefront. And so that's something that I've added to my little list of daily affirmations, I suppose. I think the thing with affirmations that I struggle with, like I said, is they don't resonate. And then if I'm doing them for a while, then like one or two will start to or stop resonating with me and they'll stop feeling like they're relevant. And so then I just stop doing them altogether.
Nice. I one of the things I've been working on and thinking about the last couple of days, I'm listening to a lot of self-helpy stuff. And so I'm listening to stuff about abundance. And for me, it's just like, well, what abundance do I really have? I'm still, I'm moving forward and my life is getting better as far as that goes, but it's not really where I want it to be monetarily. And then I'm like, hold on a sec, hold on a tick. Actually, I have been being very abundant lately, very abundant. I have had a wealth of things coming to me with social interactions. I have had people that I've been hanging out with, friends I've been seeing, I've been going, you know, and spending time, not just playing World of Tanks with my buddies, though that happens as well, but actually going out more than I normally do.
It's about balance.
And I'm sitting here, I actually had a dinner party with some friends of mine, and they were, it was a cooking, like almost a cooking show where they were showing off cookware that actually blew my mind with stuff. But it was friends I hadn't seen in a while, and I had a very good time. And I'm like, wow, actually I am experiencing abundance right now in the form of social interaction, friends that I have, people that I'm meeting and things like that. So if I choose to put my heart and eyes on that, then I am very abundant. Now, how does that help you? Sure, you're gonna be attracting more people into your life. You're going to be attracting more of those situations. Yes, but you're also going to be attracting abundance on other levels and in other ways. So if you can look at a way that you are abundant in your life, maybe with, and be grateful for the things that you have, not just, oh, I'm grateful, I'm going to settle for this, that kind of grateful that mm-hmm. some people get stuck with. Not that, but I mean, actually be grateful, like, wow, actually I do have good things coming my way. And look for that. Where's the abundance in your life?
At the same time, you don't ever see homeless people on the side of the road with a cardboard sign that says, but I'm emotionally rich. So there's that to consider as well.
No, but I also have my opinion with some of those people on the side of the road. Not everywhere, but some of those people where you're looking and goes, those are a really nice pair of tennis shoes you're wearing, my friend.
They've done, not to get off topic, but they have done like exposés on people who pretend to be homeless and just collect money all day, and then they go home to like a 3-bedroom apartment.
Dude, well, we can talk about that in the in-between, which
is irrelevant.
Coming up right this moment. If you really like what you're hearing here on Success Freaks, you can follow us on Blog Talk Radio. Subscribe on iTunes, because why? Well, it would let us know what, you know, that you're enjoying what we're putting out there. It'll make us feel warm and fuzzy. Make us feel warm and fuzzy and let us know that we are actually abundant. Welcome back to Success Freaks, episode 265. Why, my, I don't know why I have such a hard time with
words
this.
Words are
my
hard.
Why is for me and only me. Now, in the we've been talking about in the last segment about affirmations, and people might actually have questions. Well, how do I go about doing said affirmations? Whatever can I do to begin this path?
Oh, my.
It sounds so wonderful. What do you say, Kirsten?
I say, let me tell you a story about how I implemented affirmations.
Let me tell you a story about how I implement affirmations. Let's stop talking now. Applimations. That's right, folks. Applimations. You can get them here. Don't get them anywhere else. We got your applimations right here. Come back. Kiss myself. How?
Oh, my. Oh. Woo. So.
So about your applimations.
Why are we talking about the Appalachian Mountains?
I don't know.
So confused. When I decided that I wanted to try affirmations, it took me a couple tries to get them right, to get them to a place where I felt like I was benefiting from them. So my suggestion would be to, if there's like an affirmation book that you bought, or if you've looked online at websites and that kind of thing, to just start with a few generic ones about, like, you know, wealth and abundance and happiness and you know, the good stuff, but like the generic stuff, and then tweak them and hone them into be more specific to your life as you go. And then find a time of day that works for you. Most people do affirmations in the morning. But if you want to do them another time, your why is for you and only you. So you do that whenever you feel like you want to. I've learned that I don't like to do them right when I wake up. A lot of people suggest, people being the, you know, all-knowing affirmation gurus, they suggest doing them like right when you wake up. I like to get up and like take a shower and have breakfast and like do like tidy up whatever I need to be doing. And then when I kind of feel like I've accomplished some things, then sit down and do my affirmations. And then, like I have said ad nauseum, I find mine on blogs and the internet. And there is a wealth of affirmations out there. If you just search for like affirmations for depression, affirmations for grieving, affirmations, you know, they're out there. There's so many out there. And just find the ones that you want. Find the ones that resonate with you and do as many or as few as you feel like is helpful. You usually do like 3 or 4. Like, I don't have a list of 1,000, but some people do like 30. It's whatever I think you feel comfortable with. And I think if you start small and work your way up and fine tune it as you go, you will get to like a custom set of affirmations that really hopefully works for you.
Yeah, that's what happened with me. I went and did the book thing. Actually, one of the very first books that began me moving forward with a positive mental attitude, changing the way I thought about things, was Napoleon Hill's book. It's called Napoleon Hill's Keys to Positive Thinking, 10 Steps to Health, Wealth, and Success. And I think it's actually him and W. Clement Smith. Is that right? W. Clement Smith? So that was the very first book that actually started, you know, and I got into it a little bit, and I'm like, it's kind of a, you know, simple book, and I don't really know. But then as I was reading more and more, my attitude started changing about stuff. I'm like, wow, you're right. If I start thinking more positively about things, that's definitely going to affect my experience. And if you're able to affect your attitude, you're able to affect your willingness to work on things and accomplish things, and you will begin to see more of the opportunities around you. Now, the book that really got me going as far as affirmations was a Wayne Dyer book called Excuses Be Gone, a list of his 18 affirmations, and I think it goes through them all. And I think he may actually break it down into how he created those affirmations, and that's when I began writing them. It's like, oh, this is how you do it. And then I would get what I like to do is I like to get a pick a daily quote and then come up with an affirmation that's kind of based off the quote in some way or another. And that may be something for you if you're going to be able to do anything like that. And again, this is all about being able to affect your attitude, because in a lot of things, attitude and perseverance are the way you're going to succeed with anything in your life, whether it's a relationship or being able to walk away from one or being able to, you know, work on a business or a project or being able to walk away from one and pick yourself up when you stumble and fall and keep going and still have a good attitude about it. You can look at it at like something really, really bad has happened. There have been times where when I first started doing this podcast with Charles where I thought he was throwing me under the bus and, you know, he's, you know, kind of treating me like crap a little bit. Then I'd go back and listen to it and I'm like, wow, that made for great radio. It wasn't, and he didn't sound abusive at all. He was just trying to draw something out. So the bad thing that is happening in your life may be just there to teach you something so that you can do it better later. Oh, look, this thing happened and now this project I'm working on is ruined and now I'm going to have to go and change it, and you go and change it and it's better. You know, or you become stronger in what you're trying to learn. So, you know, you want to be able to be able to affect your attitude so you can keep going and persevere in your own life, don't you think?
For sure. Do you change your affirmations every day?
Every day. It's a
you
new one
do?
Every day.
That's crazy.
You mean my personal one? Oh, just that's the ones I write. I have a
no. Like I know because you post an affirmation and a quote, like on the fan page on Facebook. But like as far as your affirmations, like when you do them for yourself, you change them every day.
Right now, I have I don't. Oh. I have one that I'm doing for myself pretty regularly right now. Is just everything is always working out for me.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that's the good and the bad when things come. Like I wanted to. I found an opportunity to purchase something online and I was all excited because it was a disgustingly low price. I even wrote them and said, are you sure about this? But I went ahead and bought it anyways. And then it canceled. They canceled the transaction. And I got to tell myself, you know, everything is always working out for me, because the day before I was, you know, I wanted to get a backup camera for my truck because my truck is so high for years, especially in the dark. I don't know what's back there. I just hope and pray that I'm not running over something. Or someone. I know, it's freaking frightening, isn't it? So I went ahead and I went to a buddy of mine does aftermarket stuff, and he, you know, was working on my truck and everything, and he said, oh yeah, we've been selling these things, they're kind of expensive here, but go to Walmart or go to Best Buy. So I went to Best Buy and I found a camera or a rear view mirror camera one, and I bought it and I brought it to his house, and he's just like, yeah, this is great. He installed it, and when I bought it I had a Best Buy gift card that somebody had given me and just said, here, take it. I'm not going to use it. You go ahead and use it. It was like, okay. The gift card was $150.
Oh. The
rear view mirror was $180. I wound up paying $35 for this rear view mirror. And so everything is always working out for me. Yesterday I had, that was great. And it was easy. It just, I stumbled onto it, which is how everything should work out. The thing with that I'm trying to buy now, it's not working out. So maybe it's not time yet, or maybe there's a better one coming to me, or whatever the thing is, everything is always working out for me,
mm-hmm.
You know, and that keeps me moving forward and keeps me smiling, you know? And I that's the thing that's helping me with that abundance of social activity. I'm like, wow, I really am abundant. And suddenly the happiness things release in my body. And I'm like, I have joy again. So weird stuff, but it's working for me.
It's awesome.
And then I get weird like that.
Maybe so can work on an affirmation for that.
Yeah, really. Well, we could do that. We could work on an affirmation right now. As I'm looking at our notes, it's something that I've said before. This is an interesting affirmation if you want to use it as some. Good things lie on the other side of a pain in the ass. Which is so true. Often it's like, oh, I want this thing, but it's such a pain in the ass to have to do this.
For sure.
Whether it's small, like getting up early in the morning, or it's large, like putting together a project. But that's a good affirmation. Good things lie on the other side of a pain in the ass.
A plus.
There you go. That's how we do that. We still have a minute.
Yeah, we've got a minute.
What's one of your favorite affirmations other than, you know, my wife's for me and only me? Come on.
I don't. They're on the other side of my apartment written down.
You don't have something that sticks in your head?
No, because that one has been.
That's been your thing forever?
It's for the last 3-4 weeks, yeah. It's been like the one that is.
All right, I'm going to challenge you to something right now, and I'll take up the challenge as well. You find an affirmation for me. something different that you know think might suit my personality, or just fun that you want to throw at me and you want to be goofy with it. I don't care, and I'll do the same thing for you. And whatever they are, we'll post them in the show notes. And the only thing that has to happen here is you have to remind me that I said this.
Perfect.
All right, cool. So, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, if you are in the Charlotte, North Carolina, or Gastonia, North Carolina area, all is not lost. You can listen to us on Thursday at 5 p.m., WGNC 1450 a.m. in Gastonia, and FM 100.7 in Charlotte. You can listen to Success Freaks, Our Power, or whatever it is we do. We'll be right back.
What happens when a self-help comedian and a social media manager both have a passion for podcasting and come together to support a common cause? A podcast is born. So what exactly is the Water Relief Podcast? Each week, BC Dodge and R. Morton Mott from the Success Freaks Podcast sit down with staff members and volunteers to talk about IRUSA efforts in the United States and abroad. So how can you listen to the podcast? Download from IRUSA.org. You can also find it on Blueberry.com, iTunes, and Stitcher Radio. Subscribe and download the Water Relief Podcast today.
Welcome back to Success Freaks, episode 265. My why is for me, or moi, or yo. I guess that's I. So many, many years ago, well, before I get into that, before I launch into the story, my why is for me. And if you think about it, I have a lot of odd friends. Because of what I do, I travel around doing Renaissance festivals, comedy shows, and things like that. So I have a lot of odd friends who can do fantastic, fabulous things. Amazing things on stage, so much so that I become jaded and I go to a circus or something and I see somebody do something and I'm like, I had a friend who can do that better. In fact, I watch him practice and it's, you know, whatever. And but then once in a while I see something really, really astounding and go, okay, ooh, you got props for that. But what comes with that talent is a kind of eccentricity. And it begs to ask the question, what do their friends think of them? What did their family think of them? What did my family think of me? When I first went on the road for many, many years, my mom was like, you know, you could really get another job. And she was friends with a funeral director. And to her credit, funeral directors make a lot of money because, you know, people are dying to get into that business.
Ugh.
I'm sorry. It had to be said.
That was the worst dad joke.
She would bring it. She would bring it up every once in a while. And then she came and visited me at the Arizona Renaissance Festival. And she was able to come backstage and see how people lived and meet people. And I think she actually went to one of the tea parties after hours. And after that experience and seeing what was going on, she goes, okay, I get it. And she let that go. So going out on the road, you know, I'd done Renaissance Festivals since 1984 and I went on the road in 90. So my friends thought it was kind of cool that I was going out and doing that. When I go back and I go to my high school reunions, when I first started doing that, they're like, you do what? And I got the most interesting job award. You have to figure out what it is that you want to do. You know, it, like I said before, follow the dictates of your conscience and suffer the consequences. And a lot of that suffering might be something really, really beneficial. Like you get to keep your soul. You know, one of the things that people are like, you need to get a steady job. And when we were going through like around 2006, when the depression was hitting and people were losing jobs left and right, I'm like looking around at what I do and what I have. And I'm like, you know, really, I have a lot of job security in what I do, which was an amazing thing at that time. And so I lucked into having a great life. I lucked into having something wonderful. Yeah, and you don't know. You may go down a hallway towards something that you're really, really drawn towards. And it doesn't work out or whatever, but it may lead you to something else which really, really does work out. I've told the story years ago. I think I haven't told it in a while. About T. Harv Eker, who was looking for a business to do, where he went and he went to a... There was a pie shop, and he was thinking about doing a business with the pie shop. So he went there, and he got a job. And, of course, they saw how wonderful a person he was and what a great manager he would be, and they gave him the dishwashing job. So he did that for about a week, and eventually he left that job. But before that, I think one of the other dishwashers or a cook or something, there was a seminar going on, and he invited him to go. And it was about, I think this was in the 80s, before they had that aftermarket gym equipment stores everywhere. So it was about that kind of stuff. And he decided he didn't really need that guy. So he went ahead and opened a shop, you know, you know, an aftermarket gym equipment shop. And then he wound up opening 100. And, you know, so basically his pie business turned into that, which turned into success seminars all over the country. So you don't know where you're going to go with whatever it is that you are following, whatever your passion is. You know, and it may even be just a side gig. You may have to be able to support a family. You have your bread and butter job where you want to take care of everybody around you or yourself and pay your bills. But you still have that side gig. You know, podcasting is great for that because it's almost...
My YouTube.
Or YouTube. They can be expensive hobbies, but they could turn into something lucrative. Mm-hmm. But you follow it because it's your passion. So that's what happened with me and the Tortuga Twins. It eventually... I went because I love to travel and I love the adventure. And I remember doing my home show, and every year it would end before I went on the road. That day, I got really, really angry. Something pissed me off. And until I finally realized, oh, this is just how I deal with this, because I'm really upset this is ending. That stopped happening when I went on the road. So whatever it is, for me, it was leaving everything behind. And I was doing temp jobs, and I think I'd just begun waitering. So it was leaving everything behind to take a chance and go on the road. And it's turned into a lifetime for me of wonderful experiences, people I meet, like Kirsten, who I met in Arizona, all over the country, Charles, who I met in Georgia, all over the country. I have a very, very good time and a very good life. It's not always easy. It's not always pleasant. As with any job or anything, there are ups and downs. There's politics. There's all these, you know, believe me, I have stumbled and tripped and made a mess of things as well. But along the way, turn this into a fantastic life, and you can do the same. And Agreed. That's my rant about all that.
Yeah. I know not everybody is as fortunate to have flexibility in that kind of thing. I mean, obviously traveling that's the coolest. I am fortunate enough with my work that we have a couple different buildings we work out of, and I am moving buildings for the rest of the year back to a building I used to work at. And I'm really excited about that. And a lot of people at work are like, why are you moving back to that building? And I honestly just tell them that it's because I want to have some control. I want to have some control over my life right now, and I want some positive change. And so you make that choice, and sometimes it's scary because I know what I'm going back to. The work is different, but it's not worse. It's just different. I just think that if I can control a positive change in my life, that I would like to make a positive change, and then hopefully some other positive changes will follow for me mentally, and I can kind of move forward from what I'm struggling with.
This is our level up section, and you know, I shared an experience about your why is for you. You have to determine what it is that makes you happy in your life, and you have to go for that. I've heard of something where somebody was conflicted about having a job. There are two job opportunities. One paid more. One was in a place they really wanted to live, and the person that they came to suggested, look at what you want out of life. Which job is going to help you more? Now, it could be the job with the money, because there could be other things in there that you really want. Maybe you're great people you work with. It's in an area that you want to do. It's in a vocation you want to do. Or maybe it's the other one because it's in a place that you definitely want to live, et cetera, et cetera. They wound up going with a lesser paying job because it hit more of their happiness markers that they wanted to achieve. So you got to figure out what it is that makes you happy and what you want in your life. If you can't do it for your job, do it for your passion. You know, a question that is asked often is, if you could do anything in your life and you knew you would not fail, what would you do? And I carry it on by saying, if you knew you'd be a big success, it doesn't matter if you're rich enough, doesn't matter about the looks, doesn't matter about the talent. You could be 80 years old and you want to be an astronaut, as ridiculous as that may sound. If that's what it is, pick that. At least you can, and you can always back it off for that. But and I say, if you are 80 years old and you want to be an astronaut, you may not go into space, but you can join clubs. There are things that you can do that you're able to follow your passion that will give you joy. So it's all about your life experience, and you have control over that. So look for that.
And nobody else is going to experience your life for you. So if you are experiencing something and people, again, are telling you that, oh, you should feel this way. Like if you're experiencing a loss and people are like, wow, why aren't you more sad? Like, you go through the phases in the order you go through them. If you go through them and the way you react is you. It's your life experience, and nobody else is going to have it for you. And so taking it to heart when somebody kind of maybe inadvertently or advertently judges you on how you're reacting or how you're experiencing your life is, it's not a way to live life. I think for me, I'm learning that I can't keep just letting the way other people think my life should be going and the way I should feel about how my life is going affect how I feel about my life. You know, I can't keep letting other people dictate the way I feel. That's my level up.
How do you do that? Is that a story you can share, or do you have something?
No, it's more abstract. Like as people are trying to give a recommendation or feedback on something, if I'm just talking with friends and it starts to feel like it's, instead of advice, it's like dictation, right, or instead of just like friendly commentary, it's like a rule, like this is how you should do this. I am the ultimate authority on your life and you are not acting this enough and you are not reacting in this way and you're not making enough progress and you're not trying hard enough. Like especially, well, that's a story for a different day, but like weight loss, when you talk to someone about weight loss and then, or like trying to be healthy, and then they see you eating a Twinkie and they're like, oh, wow, how's that weight loss going? You know what? Like, you don't know. You don't know my life. My why for having this Twinkie is for me. Maybe like, back off my Twinkie.
Twinkies are pretty awesome. So if you like the Twinkies that we share with you, and you want to know where you can get more success freaks, you can find us on all the social media outlets out there. Well, at least all the ones that we know. But where do you find those? Go to our website, Go to our website, successfreaks.com. I have too many businesses, yo. Go to our website, successfreaks.com. You will find all the social media. We are on the Facebook. We are on the Twitter. We are not on the, what is the one that, Snapchat? No.
I'm on the Snapchat, but not.
Yeah, you can find Kirsten there. What's your Snapchat?
It's Kirsten.
Oh, there you go.
It's mostly my cat. Let's be really honest.
All right. And of course, we're on Blog Talk Radio. We're on iTunes, any podcatcher. Find us. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to On Beyond Success Freaks. I'm Kirsten. That's Mordant.
Sup.
And we have been talking about affirmations and stuff. We wanted to reach out to our listeners and ask that you guys send us in affirmations, either for Mordant specifically or me specifically, or affirmations that have maybe helped you that you think would help other people, something that really resonated with you. And you can say whether or not you want us to mention your name or not. But we would love if you would send those into us. contact@successfreaks.com, right?
That's right. They can be serious. They can be funny. They can be anything. They could be for the both of us, for neither of us, or however you want to work it out. But just thought it would be fun. And if you actually do email these to us, we will put them up. And if you don't, then we won't bring it up ever again.
Then we'll make it up and we'll make up fake names.
That's right.
This one comes from George in Wisconsin. Thank you, George. What a valuable listener.
We'll have somebody that's, you know, that's just been stalking and following us. Oh, you used that in July of 2009. You can't do that.
Yikes.
Anyways, so you are just came back from the break, and you, something really heavy is going on in your life right now. Mm-hmm. Tell us, Goddess, what's going on in your life?
I'm playing Disney Magic Kingdoms on my phone and
that's
my quests.
That's the thing. And what did you say that you are really obsessed with this game?
My heart is so heavy with this freaking game. So it started with my coworker putting me onto this Disney Emoji Blitz, which is like Bejeweled, but there's quests and it's amazing. And I'm having a fantastic time and I'm like level 47, which is obscene once you start playing it and you realize how long it takes to level up. And no, I cannot be this effective with Habitica at this point in my life because
I can't believe it. You're one first level and you're like 43rd on that one. But go on. Tell us again why.
Unless one of my daily goals is leveling up once a day in Emoji Blitz on Habitica.
Why don't you do that?
Honestly.
Game the system, yo.
Oh, no. But then I found this Disney Magic Kingdoms game and it's like a long play game, kind of like Sims where you build stuff and you expand and there's like little side kind of quests and little missions to do. And like we were just on a quick break and when Morden came back, I was like, well, I'm glad you're back, except I'm not, because I was in the middle of my game. I took a break to check my game, and I've got chests to open, and I've got missions to complete, and Jessie is busy yodeling, but Buzz needs her to do the tango, so it's really stressing me out here.
Have you ever been to Myrtle Beach?
No.
Myrtle Beach, there, it's like a vacation spot, and there's beaches, and there's touristy stuff, and yada, yada, yada. There's a place called Magic Quest that hired the Tortuga Twins to come and do a couple of shows. But when they brought us in, what it is, it's like a big scavenger hunt, and everybody gets a wand. You have to buy your wand. It's your wand, though. You keep it with you. You can bring it back. There's a computer memory chip in it, so it will remember what you've done and what you've gone. But you go, and it's motion sensor. So if you like shake your wand a certain way at a chest, the chest will open up, and you'll get gold points. There's little plaques or you know, stuff hung, you know, in different spaces that if you click on that or you do your wand at that, they will light up and you'll get that ability or that spell. You collect enough of these things, you can go against bigger and badder things. You can even battle each other with different spells you can cast because of these wands.
Sounds dope.
And it's Magic Quest. And it was surprisingly fun. What I saw was adults with their kids, grandparents with their kids, and the kids are like, Mom, Grandma, I want to go do this. No, come on, we got to go get this quest. The grandparents and the parents were all about it. The kids were too, but they were doing it. So when you talk about doing something on your phone as a game and searching like that, I recommend this place, Magic Quest. Now, they have them in different hotels around the country, but it's not as big of, because you got, it was amazing the way they set it up. So there was like a wooded area, there was like a castle area, there was all these different things. And if you go to the hotels, they just kind of set up the plaques a little bit and you're in a Hotel Holloway. It's not that great. So if you get a chance, go to Magic Quest at, and this is not a plug for them, or it is a plug for them, but they have not hired us to say anything. It was just something that I found a lot of joy with in a goofy way.
Not
since
sponsored.
This is On Beyond, we can talk about that.
I particularly liked when you were talking about shaking your wand at a chest and it opened.
Thanks. Yes.
So what are you up to?
Well, lately I am, you know, tortugaing.
Words are hard today.
They are. And if you can hear my voice, we did a 3-day weekend here at the Minnesota Renaissance Festival. And by the end of it, my voice was no bueno. And apparently it's still no bueno because it's a little rough. And I get to perform tomorrow because it's the next weekend. But I got 3 more weeks here, and then I go to Charlotte, North Carolina.
I love Charlotte.
But last night I did something that I wasn't excited about doing. Was it last night?
Did you shake your wand at a chest?
No, that wasn't it. That wasn't it. A friend, you know, the person that I stay with and her daughter and her fiance. But she and her daughter went to see a movie, and she's like, "You want to go see this movie? It's a kid movie." And it's like, "What is it?" Kubo and the two
Strings.
Yes. And I was like, it looked cool as far as a trailer, but I was like, I don't know. And then in the back of my head, you're being social lately. You should go do this because it's part of being social and it's part of your abundance and blah, blah, blah. So I went and did it, and I'm sitting next to Issa, who's the little girl. And halfway through the movie, she's like, "Do you like this movie?" I'm like, "I do." It was really, really good. Very clever. It was Charlize Theron was one of the voices, Matthew McConaughey. And actually, the one voice I recognized was just a side character, and he had a couple of lines that was with George Takei. And it's basically a Japanese-themed movie about this kid who, when he plays this little guitar-type thing, and it's not a guitar, but it's, you know, a little guitar-type thing.
The two strings.
The all these papers fly around him, and origami, it creates these little things that do stuff. And that was his magic, and they're running from his bad aunts who want to take his other eye because he only got one eye. It's a weird story when it comes to that. But I really enjoyed this kid's story. That's what I've been doing lately.
And?
and that was it. That was fun.
It was the way you said your sentence, it was very open-ended. Like instead of a comma,
so try things. I have a habit of kind of poo-pooing things. Oh, I don't want to go out and do that. I want to. And then wishing that I had. Or wishing that I hadn't. And in the beginning of this adventure, I was like, oh, I should really stay home and just relax. I wanted to work a little bit more and then hang out with my friends online. But it turned out to be something I really, really enjoyed. So give things half a chance. You know, when we talk about doing the affirmations or trying to follow your passion or grow your passion or find some more joy in your life. Give that half a chance. Look for that.
Yeah.
Look for a way that you can do that. If you're constantly thinking my life sucks, it will. It does.
Well, and there's the yes man mentality of if you are always not, you know, if you're not happy, if you feel like you can't, there's no growth, there's no change in your life, you're just stagnant, and you're always someone who just says no, and then you keep getting asked to do things and you keep saying no, nothing's going to change. So say yes and see what happens, which is what happened yesterday, and you had a lovely time.
I did. And the other thing that I did was there was like a dinner party, and I mentioned this earlier, and it was kind of a cooking show, but they were discussing these pots and pans and how fabulous they were. And the food was really good. And it was like, okay, but I got to hang out with friends. Something that I'm kind of a hermit when it comes to certain things. I'm like, let me just be by myself for a little bit. But this is a new thing. I'm putting myself outside my comfort zone because it's something also that I've said I've wanted. I want to be more social. I want, you know, what really makes me happy in life? Well, I feel good when I'm accomplishing stuff and getting work done. But does that really make me happy? Well, no, I kind of like to be out amongst people and yada, yada, yada. Well, lo and behold, I'm manifesting that. I'm getting out amongst people, yada, yada, yada. Whether it's just a self-realized manifestation or whatever it is, I'm putting myself out there. And you should do that too. You know, there's something to be said from stepping away from the television, the games, the books.
Disney Magic Kingdoms.
The Disney Magic Kingdom. Now, y'all see this though about Pokemon Go. You go out there and you can meet people on Pokemon Go, and I don't play.
If I could catch Disney characters, we would never be able to podcast.
You know they're coming up with a Harry Potter one.
Yes, I know. My body is ready.
I've got my fan that I can turn on. I got my Twinkies I can eat when I need sustenance. And I've got my Harry Potter game. What are you gonna do this week that's exciting other than that, away from all that? What, you know, what fantastic thing you want to try to do?
Well, I'm actually I've done a couple shift swaps and stuff at work, so I actually have a really awesome September coming up that I'm super excited about. I have brunch with some girls from work, and then we're doing a girls night a couple nights later, and then I end up with a 3-day weekend, so my sister and I are going to go to Vegas. I just have so much. I'm trying to pump as much like one-on-one people time like into my schedule as I can, because I'm finding that I'm so rejuvenated afterwards. Even though I kind of don't necessarily always feel like being social, like we were talking about, I go, I have a great time, and I'm like, oh, I love my friends, I love going out and just doing things that we find fun and hanging out, and just I love it.
You know that when I get to Arizona, we're gonna hang out.
Yeah,
we're gonna do podcasts face to face, you know.
Yes!
That, right? And then we might actually go out and be friends and stuff like that. You suck. Oh my god. So we'll figure, maybe we'll play Pokemon Go together or Harry Potter.
Neither of us play Pokemon Go, so if Harry Potter goes out, we can Harry Potter Go together.
Yeah, I don't want to do that. I'll try it, I'll play it, but I don't want the time suck, and I don't want the, see, do you hear what I'm doing? So I'll try something new if we're in the same space, and maybe I'll try to get you to join the Coast Guard Auxiliary. Me and all the old guys.
No.
You wouldn't try it? You wouldn't go out and hang out with on a boat and stuff like that?
Nope.
All right. And on that note, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I hope you have enjoyed this rendition of Success Freaks. It has been very informative. Remember, if you can, send us those affirmations. I'm curious to see what you're going to have me say to myself so that I, you know, can grow as a person. And Kirsten. This has been R. Mortimon.
And I'm selfishly affirming my way to a better life.
That's awesome. Ciao, success freaks. Boom, baby.